from JMIS, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Those non-farm payrolls out of the States on Friday night, what, my read is they're a little bit softer than expected. Is that fair?
Yeah, but okay. I mean, so US market Friday night had the non-farm payrolls report. Now, there's a lot going on at the moment, isn't there? You've got rising tensions in the Korean Peninsula. You've got Hurricane Harvey. There's big backlog of work they've got to get through Congress over the next few weeks. But it's important, I think, to always remember the fact that the strength of the underlying economy can have a very major bearing on the outcome of any of these external shocks or exogenous shocks to the market. So if your economy is teetering on the edge of recession, some of these issues can push you over. But that's not the case in the US at the moment. If you look at the non-farm payroll employment, it increased by 156,000 jobs in August, and unemployment rate sitting at 4.4%. Now, those were slightly lower numbers of jobs than were expected. They were expecting 180,000. That was consensus. Expected unemployment rate at 4.3. So slightly off the numbers that were expected, but still very solid numbers. And manufacturing construction robust. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. Wage growth, still nothing going on there of concern for the Federal Reserve. You had some declines in hourly earnings in mining and manufacturing. The interesting thing about these numbers, Mike, is these might be some of the last clean numbers that we get for a while out of the US, because Hurricane Harvey is now going to have a really major impact on subsequent numbers, because it's going to suppress the job numbers initially, and then you're going to get a boost to jobs as you get the construction and utility workers coming in to rebuild the housing and infrastructure. So probably the last clean number for a while.
Okay, but what's good for the Trump administration is a lot of those were manufacturing blue-collar jobs. Weren't they in the right places at the right time?
Yeah, and that's what they came into power. And so I just wanted to highlight this. Gary Cohn, who's the top economic advisor at the White House, told media over the weekend that the country is creating jobs in the sectors that they need them. So they're getting them in manufacturing and building. Manufacturing expanded in August at the fastest pace in more than 6 years. So on Friday, we had Institute of Supply Management figures released as well. So in 13 of the 18 manufacturing industries, factory employment is higher. And there's also this thing about what they call the breadth of job gains. So where those job gains are going, that's the strongest in almost two decades. So the Manufacturing Employment Diffusion Index, which measures job breadth, highest since November 1997. So you've got construction employment ramping up as well. There's even jobs going into mining. And this is what Trump was pushing through the election process, blue-collar workers. Yep. That's where he wanted for the support. And at this stage, they are delivering them.
He's getting them, exactly. Now, the tax policy of the Labor Party, we're starting to get a little bit nervous, are we?
Well, I'm just trying to, and perhaps it's a question of sample size, perhaps it's just where I happen to be, but, you know, I talk to a lot of people every day. So people occasionally listen to me as well, but that's another story. But I'm starting to sense that there's a rising nervousness, there's a subtle shift out there over Labor's tax policy, or rather the lack of detail in the tax policy. Now, we didn't, you know, when we saw those business confidence numbers towards the end of last week, it looked like business was pretty happy coming into the election. Regardless of the outcome, business confidence was still strong. But I think now I'm having more conversations with people in business that, not knowing what the tax policy will be, particularly around the capital gains tax, is problematic. And talking to people in the real estate industry, it's becoming a real concern. I mean, it's extremely difficult to potentially have an incoming government with no clarity around.
Couldn't agree more. And their answer so far, and she's been asked this question many, many times, and she keeps coming up with the same answer. And the answer is, I'm being completely transparent about this. We're going to have a committee. And when the committee comes back, we'll listen to see what the committee has to say. And that's basically her answer.
Very quickly, Mike, though, we've already got a capital gains tax.
Yes,
it just needs to be enforced. It's already there.
Yeah, bright line test. What are the numbers? Yeah.
Dow Jones, 21,987, up 39. S&P 500, 2476. They were up 5 Friday night. The Nasdaq, 6435, up 7. FTSE 100, Europe generally positive on Friday night. FTSE 100, 7438, up 8. The Nikkei, 19,691, up 45. Shanghai Composite, 3367, ASX 200, also up small, 5724. And we gained 5 on the NZX 50, on Friday, close at 7821. One New Zealand dollar weaker again, 0.7158 against the US dollar. Against the Aussie, Mike, we're at the lowest level in almost 18 months, 0.8982. The euro, 0.6035, 55.5527 against the pounds, 78.9 yen. Gold is trading at $1,325. And Brent crude, $52.75.
Excellent start to the week. You have a good Monday. See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, JMIS. You get hold of him and his team at jmis.co.nz.